Question before. You've known each other all your lives, and sometimes it's just hard to take what's really in here and just talk about it. And that could be emotional things, that could be the hard things. And I want to talk about that a little bit today. First, dads, on your way out, you will receive pop and a candy bar. So don't forget to take that. Also, this isn't just for dads, but if you walk out there on the bench, there's a whole bunch of books. And Paul Canfield, he was our national mission director. And he calls me up, he says, "Matt, I'm thinning out my library." I'm thinking, okay, can I give your church some books? I said, yeah, it'd be fine. I'm thinking, thinning out, you're not getting rid of it. So how many books, Paul? 77. Well, we don't need 77 books. And so go out there as you leave and to your heart's content, there's just from teaching to just inspirational books, all Christian-based, but help yourself. Okay, for Mother's Day, who remembers what I did in preparation for the sermon? Julie remembers? Anybody else? Christy remembers? Moms, you received an email. And what did I ask you? Say it louder, because I forget. Yeah, what would you like done? What would you want done for you? I mean, what means the most to you to hear from, you know, your kids or your family? And so we're talking as a team, and we're thinking, man, should we just do the same thing with dads? No, we're not doing the same thing. Dads, I'm going to be a little bit harder on you. I am one, so that's okay. But last week, I had a conversation with a friend that just really raised a question in my head. It had a lot to do with what was going on in that video, just things that I want you to see if you noticed in that video. They were fishing together. So who here would say you either have, or if your dad's passed, you had a relationship to where you had things in common? You had like-minded interests. Anybody? That can make it somewhat easier when it just comes to just general conversation. Because, well, you have like-minded interests. I think of my dad, well, we're both mechanics. More than that, he worked at the dairy for 29 years. I'm almost at 30. So we have that work like-minded. When it comes to me restoring tractors, dad's great at wiring. He comes over, we do that together. When my lean-to blew over, you know, we're both mechanical and carpenter, we do that. So there's a lot of things that brings us together because we're like-minded in many ways. But what happens when you're not? How much harder is it for that relationship to stand the ground, to stand firm, for you to keep a healthy relationship? So what I want to talk about today is, dads, what do we do to pursue relationships with our kids? And I'm asking that, keeping in mind, this covers all different ages. See, when you think about it, and we're going to get to an interesting part, but as you raise your kids and their little ones, everything's about them. And they kind of understand that. Oh, we have to have you at this time because you're playing soccer at 5, and then at 6:30 you got softball, and at this you got gymnastics, and here's your permission slip. Oh, you need $20 for the, okay. So we're always taking care of the kids, and that's kind of what that relationship seems like. Well, then as you get older, that relationship shifts a little bit, and there's a possibility of you losing something because your role of always caring for has changed a bit. And so I'm working with my welding job with a friend of mine, and we take a break together, and we're just talking, and he just begins to talk a bit about his family and just some things that are going on and just some struggles that they're having as a family just to connect. And they all live together at this point. Kids are, I think, 3 kids all in the teenage years. But I remember specifically something he said about his son. He said, "You know what? I come home, look around at my family, realizing I've been working probably too much. And so I think, okay, let's just do something. So I, you know, wife's doing this on her own, kids are off doing that. But then my son, he's just in his room on his computer doing his games and things, and that's just not my deal. So I just go out in the garage and I just start tinkering on a car. He said, you know, Matt, we're just, me and my son, we just have nothing in common. And that's just kind of where he kept it. And we had a great conversation, very open conversation about that and about our time and the money, and we're both probably work a little too much at times. And that conversation just stuck with me. We just have nothing in common. So one person went that way and one went the other. And I thought, man, that's, I mean, for, I know I'm talking about Father's Day, but for any relationship, that's not healthy. So dads, when we see that happening, what do we do to pursue the relationship? And just saying, well, we just don't share the common theme, a common bond, so you do your thing and I'll do mine. Is it possible to have a close relationship to someone that you don't have a lot in common with? And there's one key that I want to start, and I'm reading straight from the Bible today, no overheads. So the first key is, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and that's a love chapter. It talks all about love, how you love, what it is, what it's not. But there's one verse I want to read that I think is the very key to this relationship and to us as dads pursuing the relationship with our kids. It's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7 says this, love never gives up and never loses faith. It's always hopeful, and listen to this, and it endures through every circumstance. So I don't know who, man, if you're out there and you have a phenomenal relationship with your kids, praise God. That's fantastic. Keep it going. Keep it alive. Keep it well. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. But if it's a situation to where, you know what, it's not where I want it. Listen to this. Love never gives up, and it never loses faith. So the first key, I think, to pursuing a relationship is to not give up on it. Not to say we just don't have this in common, or maybe it's not about commonalities. Maybe you have everything in common, but you just can't agree, or you've had some wedge put in your relationship. Maybe it was as simple as a conversation over politics, and you can't agree, so you've seen that force you away. Have you given up? Maybe you realize, oh, you just live too far away. Although we have phones and Facebook and all these other things. God just impressed on my heart, let's take a real good look at our relationships. What does it mean? What does it look like to pursue after a relationship that you just know there's more in there to be had? And a father-son, a father-daughter relationship is so important. Because of how much, number one, that can be learned, but how give and take it can be. I received a card from my son this morning, and a couple things he named as, Dad, I love you, but thank you for just being there for me. Whenever I need anything like done on the car, you're there. And whenever I need something built, or you're there. And so you think, sometimes you think, yeah, well, that's my thing as a dad. I'm the best dad when something breaks. And I'm saying that as myself. I'm not saying that's what my kids, because I feel most useful. I like to fix things and I like to make people happy. So when my son came and we put brand new tires on his car, you know, I bought a tire machine, did it all ourselves. And after one day, he pulls up with his spare and he's holding a piece of metal. Yeah, Dad, I ran over this and I went through my new tire. One day old, that new tire. That's okay, son. Let's pop that baby off. We'll get you in there. We'll put it on. And that's where I felt most useful. But then when it just comes to the other things, I find where I don't feel quite as useful. My wife has always been the brilliant one at relationship building. And you know how she did it? 5,000 questions to my kids when they were young. And I used to almost get on her and say, babe, back it off. Anyone raised a 12-year-old to about 16, 18? They don't want to talk to you. And so you got this mom, hey, how was your day? You know, what's Johnny doing? Hey, are you still dating Susie? Hey, what's going on? Hey, I like your shoes. You want me to get some? Did you brush your teeth? And all, you're just asking all these questions. And the kid's like, Mom. And so I'm catching that vibe, and I'm just backing down. But now you want to see a relationship that's beautiful. Watch my wife with her kids. And I just kind of get to get in and be a part of that. My son will come home. He drives school bus. And so we've got now to our dinner time is, hey, it was like a how was your day convention. And so we get to hear all about these. I'm telling you, you want to write a book and be a bestseller, drive a school bus. There's some stuff that goes on. I mean, it's fun, it's interesting, it's depressing, it's all the different emotions going everywhere. But things like that have started through conversation. So as a dad, I'm learning still the things where I feel like I can be used. There's more to it than that. There's more to that relationship. But it's going to take effort and me pressing in. My daughter, she graduated, and we're up there. We're visiting her in Chicago, and we're talking about it. And then we're talking about her tests and the hard week she had. And she's talking to her mom, but I'm in ears distance. And Jess had contacted her several times as she was studying, and Sydney says, yeah, you know, thanks for doing all that, Mom. Dad didn't contact me once last week. So I'm thinking quick, okay, why didn't I contact her once last week? Well, sweetheart, I just wanted to honor your studies, and I knew that, you know, it'd bother you and mess you up, so I just purposely, oh, that's a lie. I didn't think about it. You know, she didn't have a flat tire. Her motor didn't blow. I mean, I wasn't on. And so there's things, even as I'm studying, I'm learning, I want to pursue. Now, I have a great relationship with my kids, but they're going to grow older. Distance is going to be there. As a dad, I want to be there for them more than just fix my flat tire. And so what I want us to do is understand what does it mean to pursue the relationship. And there's a point I'm going to get to I'm most excited about that's quite interesting, so stay with me. And this is interesting. My wife even said, man, this is going to be a barn burner because you have been studying more than I've ever seen you study before. Well, the problem was finding scripture to back up what was in my heart. Finding a scripture that talks about how to like rekindle or dive into a relationship with your children as they're getting older. If it's in there, I couldn't find it. But I found how to pursue a relationship. And so I'm not taking scripture out of context, but what I want you to do is I'm going to read three different stories to you out of Mark 15. And it's about Jesus teaching us how to pursue relationships of the lost. But listen to the details that go into this. Well, it's Mark 15. We're going to start right at verse... Did I say Mark? That's what I said, isn't it? See, no overhead. I don't have anything checking me. Let's go to Luke 15. Let's see if that looks better. Oh, this looks much better. Luke 15. We're going to start there. We're going to start at verse 3. Jesus told them the story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Think if you have 100 of anything and you lose one, is it that big of a deal? You pour yourself a bowl of cereal, you have 100 little Cocoa Puffs in there, one pops out, lands on the floor. Do you worry about it? But we're talking about relationship here. We're talking about people. We're not talking about cereal. So what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for that one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. You see, Jesus was talking about recognizing those who need the truth and pursuing them. So in that same way, recognize the relationship, dads, that we have with our kids, or maybe the lack of, and let's pursue it. Why? Because we just talked about it in 1 Corinthians. We love them. That's the common bond that we have. We love our kids. They are ours. God has given us them and promised us or asked us to lead them in Christ, to be there for them. So sometimes as they're getting older, hey, the roles change. They don't need us as much in that way. But that doesn't mean that we love them less. That means we pursue the relationship in a different way to let them know that they are important. And like I'm learning with my daughter, slowly, but just pop her a text every now and again. Say, hey, babe, how's your day going? Just thinking of you. Hey, how'd you do your nails this time? She does her nails. We got our nail text yesterday. You know, and this one's strawberries and this one's lemons. I'm not sure why lemons and strawberries, but hey, they're beautiful. She's really good at it. But just something like that does something to a relationship. It makes you know, hey, Dad's here. He's present. Because if you're like me, Dad, sometimes I get into, hey, Jess, how's Sid doing? Sid needs to hear from Dad. How's she doing? So pursue the relationship even in ways that aren't natural. Why? Because you love them. Roles have changed, but change with the roles. Goes on to say, or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp, sweep the entire house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbors and say, rejoice with me because I have found my lost coin. What grabbed me there was, why would you search? Let's think about this logistically. Why would you search for a coin? What would make you go into a search for a coin? What's the big deal? Anybody? Because the coin has value. You don't want to lose that value, so you search for it. See, dads, we have value, and our children need that value. It's worth something to them. So there again, let's search for different ways as roles change and as ages change. And let's continue to value that relationship, although it looks differently. Let's not just say, oh, we don't have things in common. Oh, you're older. Oh, you don't need me. Oh, yes, they do. They need us, and we need them. They've been placed in our care by God. And we're supposed to care for them through and through until we have no more breath to give. And then the next story, these stories in chapter 15 are all three together. It was a parable of the lost son. And that is, in this situation, it's a little bit different than the other stories. The son is taken care of. Sounds like he's financially well off. He looks at his dad. He kind of doesn't really need the relationship anymore. He just wants to branch out on his own. So, Dad, give me what's mine, which isn't funny, because when it comes to an inheritance, did that kid really make all of that money? His dad just kept it back. You know, probably was a lot of his family's hard work, but he's going to earn it anyway. Kind of like Jesus did a lot of hard work, but we get that inheritance. And so the son just takes off and just blows it. And it's not even, I don't know that this is a financial story. Yes, he blows it, but he takes what really wasn't his, and he just does it frivolously in a lifestyle full of shame. And then he realizes, hey, I'm broke. I have no friends. This lifestyle has done nothing for me. And then he heads back home. Now picture that, dads. Hey, son, daughter, I don't know that you're ready to go. Yes, I am. Just give me what's mine, and I'll take care of things. And then they come back. What's in the back of your mind, Dad? Anyone like to use that I told you so line? We're the fathers. We're supposed to be right. So if we give guidance and we are right, hey, it's good for us to remind. You know, I told you. Told you this would happen. Didn't listen. What does this dad do? Verse 20. So the man returns home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. But his father said to the servants, quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him, get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead, now has returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. So the party began. A friend of mine I work with for years and years and years. It's funny when you get old. You look back and the stories you tell at work goes a little something like this. Hey, I remember when you were sitting at the break table waiting for the phone to ring because your wife was driving herself to the hospital and she was going to call you when she got there to have your first baby. Those are the kind of stories that we tell. Now it's 30 years later. So some of these guys I work with, there's so much history there that we've just heard. And this one friend of mine has two sons, and we would do a lot together. We'd ride motorcycles together, go over, help each other on the house. I remember we poured a driveway to his place, and so I would see the sons quite often, just little guys, and I just always remember they were just fun. They're actually quite respectful, you know. And years went on, they grew, and the oldest got into a real bad drug habit. We're real bad. And to the point where he was kind of stealing from his dad. And so that put a wedge in between that relationship. And my friend, which is the dad in the story, said to me, I disowned him. He's no longer my son. That just killed me. Now, there isn't a faith in here, so he has nothing to lean on but his own feelings. But he's like, Matt, he's done this to me. He's done this. I didn't deserve any of it. I've cared for him. I've been the best dad I can be. And now he just throws us back in our face and says, I wasn't. And so I'm done with him. I disowned him. And maybe, Dad, you've been in that situation, or maybe you are, to where we think that we've been wrong, and for whatever reason, they don't deserve that relationship. That's what I love about this story. This man was wrong. If you think about it, God was wrong by us. Jesus was wrong by us, but his grace was sufficient for us. Why? Because at the bottom line, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 13. God loves us. So despite what our children have done, maybe it was something huge, big, maybe it was just a small little hurtful saying, maybe it was something where they reminded us that maybe we weren't the best dads and we just can't get over that. Allow your love for your son, for your daughter, to surpass that. Let's never get to the point. Maybe some of us won't say that we disown our children, but we feel in a way that we have because of some aggravation or some disappointment. But this story here, you know what? Let's throw a party. My son's back. Pursue that relationship. Go after that relationship. Don't allow worldly things to separate you from that relationship because they need you. And you need them. You ready for the, what do you call it, epiphany? It's simple. One thing I felt God tell me that I want to tell you that I am working on. Kids, like I said earlier, are raised being taken care of. So you know a lot of how they learn to take care of is when they become parents. And so a lot of our relationship with our kids from growing up to old is really what they need. And they learn that. Hey, I need this, I need that. They don't always learn much about you. So what I felt God tell me to tell you and to work on myself is, this is for dads and moms, but tell your kids your story. Tell them about you. When you sit down, hey, how's your day, kids? What'd you do this day? Hey, Sky, this is what happened at work today with me. Hey, you know that project I mentioned last week? Oh, you don't? Well, I had a project last week, and they started up today, and it went really well. Does that sound riveting? It doesn't have to be riveting. Share your life back with them. Sometimes we say, oh, you know, you get mad. You always just want, well, give your life back to them. Sit them down, talk to them about you. I remember we're over at Mom and Dad's house. They're in Waukesha a few years ago. And it was somebody's birthday, so we all just kind of came over after for cake. And my brother, my dad, and I, we just started telling all these stories about like grandpa and all these different things. And my kids were just sitting there just kind of taking it in. And later my son told me, yeah, I never knew some of that stuff. Bring your life into theirs. You want to pursue them? Let them know about you. If it's a boring story, that's fine. We listen to boring stories all the time. Sometimes my wife is my sounding board. And I'm not saying sit your kids down and say, that stinking boss of mine at work, what a pain in the shorts. I can't stand that guy. Talk about that stuff to other people that can take it. But let your kids know about you. Let them understand you. They're going to grow up and have to figure this thing out anyway. And so a relationship is a two-way road. And sometimes when we just give and give and give, we can get ourselves into a point to where we're upset because, well, they don't ever ask. Well, tell them. Make this relationship, as your kids grow, where two people are finding out about each other. And they know each other. And so they learn to care for each other. Now they can ask each other these questions. So when we sit down, we can talk about how the bus ride was. Then we can talk about how, you know, Jess worked in the church office, so we can talk about Dad and this job he did, all these different things. They're, again, not riveting stuff, but every little conversation just helps you understand more about each other, lets you know that you care, that they care, and then just slowly just binds this relationship together where it can be tight. And when you have a tight relationship, some of the smaller menial things, like, well, I wonder what they meant by that, some of those things can just kind of, because you know what? I love them, and they love me. Yeah, we're different. You may have different policies, you may have different politics, you may have different views, but there is a common bond to where God has placed you in my life to raise you and care for you. So not only do I want to put in you, but I want to teach you how to pull out of me. That can build a relationship that goes beyond, well, we have nothing in common. You care just because you love. So it's not about having things in common, although that can make things easier. Sometimes you have to work harder if you don't. So, dads, I want you to practice this with me. If you have the opportunity to hang out with your kids or call your kids or text your kids, tell them about you. Tell them about how your day's going, how your life's going. If you're dealing with something and you need prayer, let them know, hey, you know, I'm dealing with this. I could really use some prayer in this. Let them see that side of you, and then go back to the regular. Now, how are you doing? What can I do for you? How can I pray for you? As we become adults, let's learn to be fathers, but let's also learn to be great friends. Amen? Dads, I want to pray for you. You do me a favor, just stand up. All right. Father, right now, you see every man standing, so I pray over them the power of Jesus Christ. Dear God, you know their minds, you know their hearts, you know the things they struggle with and deal with, you know their pluses, you know their minuses, but right now I pray, dear God, that in your way, in your will, may you take this message and just transform us. May you help us comprehend the importance of pursuing that relationship, even in areas that is uncomfortable, maybe discussions that are uncomfortable, may parts of us say, oh, let your mom deal with that part. No, let's just get in there and figure it out. May our kids know, whether they're 5 or 50, may they know that we love them, we care about them, we want to be involved in them. So I pray for any difficulties going on right now in these men's relationships with their kids. I pray if there's any voids, if there's even little questions, if maybe there's a feeling as a parent is insignificant, I just have nothing for them. They have everything. They don't need me. That's a lie. May we just pray for our kids constantly. May we send them that text, say, hey, just thinking of you. Take time out of our day if we can, pay a visit or a phone call or just something to say, I just love you. So I just want to stay in contact, even if I'm doing it a little bit differently. And then God, may we, in our own way, and I pray this over dads, May we share our stories with our children. May we open ourselves up to them. That they can not maybe learn something from us, but just know us better. May that relationship be a two-way road. We pray this in your name. Thank you, dear God, for dads. As I look out, God, I thank you for dads, even in our imperfections, that love you, that love the Lord, that direct our kids towards the truth. Dads that can be there in the hard times and also be there in the teaching times. Dads that have been through it say, you know, you can do this, but man, I did it, and you're not going to like the result. Dads that can be honest with their kids and still love them. And then dads that can see their kids coming down the road, maybe after they were the wayward son or daughter, and just say, I'm just so glad that you're back. I'm so glad this relationship is back. I don't care what was done in the past. I will never disown you. You're a child of God, and we'll love each other in our imperfections. So Holy Spirit, rest on these dads. Just allow us to grow in you, and as we're doing that, grow closer to our children through pursuing the relationship. We pray this in your name alone. Amen.